America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to the Friday edition of A Call for Revival. It is our hope here at Gospel Broadcasting that you will attend a Bible preaching church this coming Lord's Day. If you don't have one, please contact us. We'll try to recommend you a good Bible preaching church. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this time together, and I pray now you'll use it and help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you have a Bible, I'd like for you to get you one and follow with me in Matthew chapter number 6 for the next few days. I want to give you the real reason that prayer was removed from our public school rooms. It is not Madeline Mary O'Hara. It was not the Supreme Court, although those were the vessels that the devil used. But the devil hates prayer. Let's look at it. Matthew chapter number 6, verse number 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Here we go. Our Father, which art in heaven. Now, first of all, we see the devil fights this prayer because of position. The devil does not want you to believe in a God that is in heaven. The devil does not want you to believe in God's authority, in God being on the throne. You see, the devil said in Isaiah, I will ascend. He said he'd send his throne to God, amen, to the stars of God. And he was cast out. You see, the devil was cast out of heaven. Therefore, the devil don't want anybody to go to heaven. Therefore, the devil does not respect the position that God has in heaven. Why, if the devil could, he'd overthrow God. He'd kill God, kill us, do away with the church, do away with the Bible. If the devil had his way about it. Now, by the way, the devil has power. Now, everybody makes fun of the devil. I don't. I hope you don't. Not everybody, but a lot of people do. The devil, my friend, is a very serious enemy that we have today. And when we realize, Dr. Stennett Ballou said that armor in Ephesians 6, and the more I think about it, that when we wrestle not against flesh and blood, he said that wrestling ring is the prayer closet. Now, my friend, you know, if you ever watched any of that wrestling, of course, a lot of it's documented that it's fake. But if you would ever watch that wrestling, one man would get the upper hand, and then the other man would get the upper hand, and then the other man would get the hand, would go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Let me say this to you. When you're wrestling with the devil, that's the way it is. It's a very interesting word, the word wrestle in the Bible. You wrestle to get the upper hand, to gain over your opponent. And the only way you beat the devil is in prayer. You will never beat the devil by pulling your car over to the side of the road and saying, "Satan, get out." That preaches good. It gets people to shout, but it is not biblical. You see, you defeat the devil by prayer and fasting. And Jesus talked about that. But now, the one reason this prayer was taken from our school, well, what is wrong with kids praying, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." What is wrong with them praying that prayer? I'll tell you what's wrong. The devil don't like the position of God. And then the devil don't like holiness. Notice the next line of that, "hallowed be thy name." The word hallowed means to be holy. The devil does not like holiness. Holy living. So if you take that prayer out in 1962, when boys had character and they kept their shirt tails in, they looked neat and nice, and men wore suits to work and looked nice, and women wore nice clothes, and everybody looked presentable and not like something to come out of a experimental lab somewhere. When people had character, the devil said, "I got to do something about this." And he said, "I'll get this prayer kicked out because I don't like position and I definitely don't like holiness." The devil does not like holy living, friend.
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.